Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Don't you guys do a turn the page segment?
Wednesday. On Wednesday.
It's time to turn the page.
Turn the page Wednesday.
I don't know when I turn the page.
And then you got to turn the page real quick.
Which haven't been able to, like, turn the page.
That's what you have to do. You got to turn the page.
I think now we all can move on.
Looking ahead to this week's opponent.
We're going to take the North and never give it back.
Because we need to know when to turn the page.
There I go. Turn the page.
And that's right. On Wednesday, we turn the page. We get you ready for the next opponent for your Chicago Bears. The Vikings win is all in the rearview mirror now. And now it's all about Aaron Rodgers and Mike Tomlin and the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Black and gold. In 28 all-time meetings, the Bears are 19-8-1 against the Steelers, 12-1 at home. They've only lost once at home to this franchise. Steelers offense is 12th in points in the NFL, just 29th in yardage, 29th in rushing, 22nd in passing yards, 30th in time of possession. They do not run and control the ball. They ask a lot of their quarterback, who's usually Aaron Rodgers. The defense, 16th in scoring, 27th in yardage allowed, 13th in rushing, 32nd in passing yards allowed. You can throw on the Steelers. They did keep Higgins and Chase under wraps for the most part, 93 yards for those two combined last week. Steelers defense, 24th in third downs, 6th in red zone defense. They limit teams to field goals well, plus 8 in turnovers. They do have 33 sacks, the third most in the NFL. Here's Ben Johnson talking about the Steelers defense, which has been doing a good job, and he also prepares for an offense without Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I mean, they got some werewolves on the outside. That's what that shows up. They have some of the between 56 and 90. I mean, it's some of the best first steps I think you'll see in this league. And so when you have both sides that you're concerned about, that's where you got to be pretty creative as a play designer to make sure that they don't affect the game in a negative fashion. So, you know, I think those guys, they hop off the tape immediately, both in the run game and in the passing game. Like I said before, it's a physical unit. They do a great job in the inside, clogging it up and not allowing you to get them off the line of scrimmage. And then those guys on the edge, I think they do a phenomenal job and put a lot of stress on the quarterback. So we got to be very disciplined in the depth of the pocket from a quarterback perspective. Make sure we're not getting too deep because they can run around and tackle in a hurry. It doesn't matter who you are in this league. They're darn good players.
Do you have enough sample size to know how much the offense would change or not change if Rudolph has to play?
I think it's too soon to say that. Yeah, I mean, he got in for the second half of last game for a little bit. But, you know, I think Arthur's been doing this for a long time in Tennessee and Atlanta. And so I think there's a pretty good track record of what he wants to be about. I just keep talking about the physicality. Like, that's what this game's going to be, you know, on both sides of the ball. Really all three phases. That's what they are. That's what we believe we are as well. And so we're going to have to counter that.
That's Arthur Smith. He's talking about the offensive coordinator. Lawrence, it has been Jaylen Warren as the lead runner, but Kenneth Gainwell does a lot out of the backfield as a receiver. DK Metcalf, the big wide receiver, has been kind of hit and miss. Probably a bit disappointing overall if you look at it. But Pat Freiermuth is a capable big play tight end. They've been using Roman Wilson as the number two this past week, the former Wolverine national champion. And we'll see. Will Howard got more reps in practice this week, and we'll see who the quarterback is.
I don't know if you would ever accuse a Mike Tomlin team of looking ahead, but they've got Bills and then Ravens.
Damn.
After the Bears game. They still have two games left to play with the Ravens, and the Ravens are definitely surging at 5-5, have gotten themselves back to 500. They're actually the betting favorite to win the AFC North over the Steelers, who are 6-4.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Man, yeah, so they need this one to stay where they are in the playoff race. Here's Mike Tomlin talking about the Bears. You tell me if it sounds like a guy who might be overlooking the Bears.
Really excited about this one. I love the challenge of seeing a new collective, someone that we don't see quite often, and certainly they fit that description, but they're also a new collective from a schematics perspective. I'll start first on defense. They have Dennis Allen as their coordinator. He's been around. He has a mode of operation, if you will, and you see it in their video. They covet taking the ball away. They lead the league in takeaways. I think they got 22 on the season. DA also prides himself in good possession down defense. I think they're second in the league in terms of third down success rate. And I think those two statistics are the catalyst for why they're playing really good defense. And then on the offensive side of the ball, certainly Ben Johnson challenges you schematically with his approach to ball is somewhat unique, but it is a mode of operation. They run the ball. They have a commitment. They have a two-back system similar to what they had in Detroit. They have some highly successful perimeter runs like they also did in Detroit. They got some third down runs that they'll push away. They're gadget oriented. The reverse game is a big component of it as well. All things that we saw from him in Detroit. Can't say enough about their commitment to the run game though. They're number two in the league in rushing, and you can't underscore that. But that's something that was very evident. That commitment was very evident from his time in Detroit as well. And so we're working with an edge, man. We're excited about going into a hostile venue, playing against a really good team. If you're a competitor, if you're looking to get better, if you're looking to prove yourself continually, those are some variables that are really attractive. But again, we show our excitement by being locked in and having good preparation days, and I'm looking forward to that over the course of this week.
That's Mike Tomlin scouting the Bears. Lawrence, you were nodding your head a lot during that.
He sounds super locked in, and I wouldn't expect anything less.
And so there's like six more minutes of that.
No joke. Like, it's actually pretty
cool.
If you want, well, yeah, it reminded me a lot of Belichick's breakdown. Like, this guy goes up there and you can just talk about every aspect of the upcoming opponent without flinching and just every facet. And yeah, it's really good stuff.
Isn't it great to be in a place where you feel like what you're hearing from that coach is real?
Yeah.
Instead of him just being polite.
Uh-huh.
And when I hear Mike Tomlin talk about all of the different ways that the Bears can be disruptive offensively and defensively, and hear him double back and be like, hey, they run the ball.
Yeah.
And they have a commitment to running the ball. And that's something that we have to pay attention to. They take the ball away. Dennis Allen is really good at making his team get off the field. Like, all of this stuff that he's saying, it feels more genuine because the Bears are actually good.
Yeah, they're right. They're well coached, and you hear the respect in Tomlin's voice as he talks about him. Yeah, they're gadget-oriented, but he connects that to all the reverses and the misdirection because it's designed to confuse. That Steelers defense, man, you know about T.J. Watt, but I told you, 33 sacks. They are third in the NFL because this kid, Keanu Benton, is breaking out a little bit as a pass rusher. They lost their starting safety to injury. They have been playing Jalen Ramsey at safety, not cornerback. Darius Slay out last week with a concussion. They had an undrafted free agent in his spot, but Jalen Ramsey playing a lot of safety. They traded for Kyle Duggar, who had a pick six on Flacco. They scored two defensive touchdowns last week. This is a well-coached team matched up with another well-coached team. Lots more storylines to get into with Steelers and Bears later in the show and tomorrow and Friday as well.
Speaks, you mean to tell me that the Steelers have a very versatile defensive back player, and so they're comfortable moving that defensive back player around a little bit to benefit them as they see fit? That's interesting.
Exactly the connection trying to make. Exactly. Like, Jalen, you know, not that they're going to do that with Jalen Johnson, but I could see him doing it with Kyler Gordon, moving him around to fit as many good players in as possible.
I think that you're right about that. Or with C.J. Gardner.
Yes.
Because I think that nickel or safety, or nickel safety, you know, if you wanted to make something up, you could, that could be a thing.
Let's go.
That C.J. Gardner-Johnson could do for the Bears. So that's the opponent. That's who the Bears have got. There's some stuff going on in the North. Let's take a look at the NFC North. Let's start with Packers-Vikings. This is a noon kick on Sunday. You remember Matt LaFleur? Remember him?
Yeah. They had a pretty good week against the Giants, coming back and getting that done. Jordan Love with some big-time play in the fourth quarter.
Here's what LaFleur had to say about getting things on track against a division rival.
Obviously, the divisional games are absolutely critical, and you talk about this three-game stretch, but really all that matters is this one game and for us right now. I mean, we just got to focus on what's right in front of us, and that's to try to put together the best plan to go out and play a team that I think is an extremely tough football team. They put it on us twice last year. So our guys will be motivated. They'll be ready to roll, but we got to put in the work and have a great week of practice in order to, because we know this game it's going to come down to a couple plays. That's how most of the games are in this league. And I've got a lot of respect for those guys over in Minnesota. I think they got a great roster. I think they got a great coaching staff. So it should be a great football game. Hopefully our fans will show up in droves and not sell their tickets to the Vikings fans, because we've seen that happen before, too.
That first division game was a million years ago. Obviously, just a starting point. I would think you were hoping. Are you a better team now than you were back then, and if so, how?
Yeah, I'm more concerned with just where we are. Who knows? We just got to continue to get better, and we got to do it one day at a time, and by putting the work in. And I told the guys we're going to have a tough week of practice, so get your mind right for that.
Have you seen yourselves getting better every day? I mean, do you see, I mean, maybe not every day, but do you see the progress that you've been trying to find as far as that every day goes?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's been some good and some not so good.
It's Matt LaFleur. He's not going to engender any more goodwill, Lawrence, with those callers on the postgame show when he's like defying them to hold on to their tickets and not sell them.
Let me give Matt LaFleur some credit for something.
Yeah, you go ahead.
I want to take you back 2 months ago, Speaks.
Okay.
And you and I were sitting here, and we both had that same look on our face when we heard this. You remember when the Packers players were like, hey, man, we might go undefeated?
Yeah. Yeah.
And LaFleur was like, hey, man, what are we doing? Like, that's not the way that we should be approaching this at all. So I give him credit because that has been one of the things that he has said. Like, he was like, this is ridiculous for us to be even talking about this after two games in an NFL season. And he's been proven right by this. So I like that he's like, we can't be out here thinking about, we just need to win this week. Like, that has to become their entire goal and everything that they're about. But it makes me laugh that that's how weird the NFL has been this season. That in week two, and after the Packers make the move for Micah Parsons, you got folks in the Packers locker room. This is not hyperbole. This is not Packers fans. This is people in the locker room being like, hey, man, we might go undefeated.
Instead,
you're 2-0, sir.
Yep, and now they're 6-3-1. They've got Minnesota twice. They've got the Mighty Bears twice. They've got Detroit and then also Denver and Baltimore. That's their schedule left. It doesn't get easier. Minnesota in that game will have J.J. McCarthy and Lawrence. Kevin O'Connell maybe got a little bit more honest. Alex Kuhn teased it last segment. Kevin O'Connell talking about life as he tries to develop J.J. McCarthy, and people are criticizing it out there in the public.
Yeah, that was a great question, because I think, you know, in this coming up on his sixth start now, I think we're all, you know, we're all just looking for continued, you know, evidence of the growth that he can take some of the things he's working very hard on the practice field to make, you know, as the phrase I've been using with him, we gotta start seeing this cement dry on some of the things that we've really worked hard to make football habits for him from a fundamentals and technique standpoint. I think something Vikings fans can look for is, you know, when he gets to the top of his drops, we're really trying to see if we can get him to be a little bit more in a repeatable body position. And, you know, I would equate it to swinging a golf club, and sometimes you swing it with your left foot on the ground, sometimes you don't, sometimes you widen your stance really far. You're never going to hit that golf ball the same way. And playing quarterback is about the variables that you can control. You've got to try to make it the same and repeatable every single time, because the difference between golf and any other sport is these guys are trying to rush 1,000 miles an hour and rip your face off.
Yeah.
And you've got to stand in there and make some throws, sometimes take some hits. But all of the things before those scenarios start to take place throughout the rhythm of a play, where we don't know what defense they're in always, and we don't know exactly where the completion's going to be. So you've got to control what you can control by doing your fundamentals and techniques repeatable the same way, and take out some of those variables that are making JJ's job harder than it has to be when we lose some of that focus throughout games.
Need some of the cement to dry on the stuff we've been working on and the repeatable mechanics at the top of the drop. Woof. Woof.
I think Alex did not oversell this. That is legitimate criticism from a head coach that is like, yeah, even though it's only his sixth game, his sixth start, some of this stuff should already be cleaner, and I want it to be cleaner going forward with my quarterback. So get that thing cleaner now, and maybe we can start winning games. The Lions are taking on the Giants. That game is at noon on Sunday. So Amon-Ra St. Brown only had two receptions for 42 yards against the Eagles. Jared Goff was not very good last week. Dan Campbell reflected on Goff and Amon-Ra not being on the same page.
I mean, that thing there, that's such a that's a rarity that those two don't connect, you know? And so I'm not even worried about that. Like, that thing, we're going to be fine there. It was just the perfect storm. Things just didn't quite go the way we wanted them to. We're a little bit off in some areas. But I'm not worried about I'm not worried about their connection. They're going to be just fine. And both of those guys will be ready to roll, just like the rest of us are this week, to get ready for the Giants.
Why did they run off at all? Like, have you?
It was just, man, one thing here or there, you know? And it could be as simple as maybe a little bit deep in the pocket, maybe a little bit too deep on the route, or maybe short, or maybe we just didn't, you know? And but it's just... literally, it's one thing, and it's one minor thing that can pop up. And normally, it doesn't necessarily hurt you, but it just, you know, some of these things hurt us yesterday. And I go back to this. We have to be able to run the football better than we did as a whole. You know, we can do better. We can be better. And it takes everybody on the unit. And I got to help us, too, as the play caller.
Man, it's... you know, Jared Goff, like you say, he looked awful. And you wonder if the Giants can copy anything that the Eagles did, if it's possible. It's different personnel, obviously, but...
and it'll probably be different conditions. Like, the conditions Sunday night were horrendous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, I mean, this will be inside, right? They're inside for this one. Yeah, the Lions are home. So, but, man, that thing, if it stays messy there... Dan Campbell having taken over as the play caller, it's not looking great this week. I have tons of respect for him and the way they do things, but as Ben Johnson has the Bears offense cooking, Dan Campbell does not have the Lions offense cooking. Very interesting.
We have now turned the page. We have also taken a look at the North.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.